because four quarters is not enough. It's time for overtime on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Here are Jim Galante and Bob Flounders with the Bettor's Edge.
Welcome into the Labatt Blue Studio for some Keystone Kickoff Overtime. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Remember, if you bleed blue and white, you need to drink blue and light. I'm Jim Galante with Bob Flounders, and this is the Bettor's Edge, brought to you by DraftKings, America's top-rated sportsbook app. DraftKings Sportsbook is now officially available in Pennsylvania. As a trusted leader in daily fantasy, DraftKings has brought their expertise to legal sports betting, and it's already America's top-rated sportsbook app. With so much going on this week, much of it that we're going to talk about here, Bob, you'll definitely want to take advantage of the convenience to bet wherever and whenever with DraftKings Sportsbook app. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app right now. Be sure to use code KSN when you sign up. For a limited time, all new users get a free bet on sign up. Plus, when you make your first bet, you get a risk-free bet up to $500. Don't forget, make sure you use code KSN to place your first bet, and you can get a risk-free bet up to $500 only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only. Restrictions apply. Gambling problem? 1-800-GAMBLER. We do not have a gambling problem here at all, do we, Bob?
We do not. I just wish I could bet on more things. That's not, I guess you could say that might, yeah, but that's not a problem. I just wish I could bet on more things.
That is no problem at all, as long as
you're winning.
As you're winning. And we have here Bob Flounders, a winning guy with some winning picks for you. I know last week didn't go your way.
I thought I was home when it was 28 all at halftime with K-State and the Iowa State over at K-State, 47. But they started kicking field goals on me instead of converting touchdowns and came up short. I believe the final score was 27-17?
Yes, because the total was 44, so you were right there.
Just a little bit frustrating. I really like that game. Hopefully this week will go a lot different because I like the game I'm about to give you guys out in the next minute or so.
Well, this week our list of games, we're talking the conference championship games, which are a lot of fun. I know most of our audience are Penn State fans. Trust me from experience. You put a little wager on the game. Sure. It makes it all that much more interesting. So to be honest with you, I'm going to take probably every game and put a few dollars on each one.
Yeah, you are, Jim.
I am into it. I'm enjoying it. I'm having a great time with it. Let's start with the game that you like the best.
Yeah, I actually like the Pac-12 championship game between Oregon and Utah. And I believe, as we talk about it, it's one of the reasons why I like it. The line is Utah minus 6.5.
Yes.
It could slide up, but I'm going to play it at 6.5. I just think Utah is a much more well-rounded team than Oregon. Have they played a lot of great teams on the schedule? No, they haven't. I've had a chance to see Oregon play a couple times on TV after Penn State games. I can't say that I am terribly impressed with them. I just think that physically, I think Utah is a better team. I like their coach. I think they're a better coach team. And I think they will have a plan in place to try and either disrupt or slow down Justin Herbert, the Oregon quarterback. I think this isn't a one possession game. I think Utah's about 10 points better. So I like them minus 6.5. I think they're motivated, and they always play well in bowl games. If you look at Utah's history, they're very tough to beat in bowl games. And Oregon, that loss to Arizona State, that did not sit well with me. They had a lot to play for, and they came up really small in that game. I just don't know that you're going to get a full 60 minutes out of Oregon. You might get 30 minutes where they look good, but I think you're going to see Utah play hard and play well for 60 minutes. I think they're 10 points better, Jim. And that is my pick. I think they'll win that game. I won't give you a score because Pac-12 games can kind of get a little bit crazy. But I do see this as a two-possession game, and I like the Utes.
Now, here's the counter to it in looking at Utah. And I know earlier we were talking with our colleague, Andrew P. Shea, who really liked Utah.
He really, really likes Utah.
Yes, he likes Utah a lot. And Utah, in their wins, they've been impressive. They look very good. They look balanced. Offense, great defense. But they have one game on their schedule with a ranked team.
Right.
Their record against ranked teams is 0-1.
Yes, correct. Well, I mean, you could only play. I mean, is it their fault that some of the teams that they played on the schedule have underwhelmed? I mean, you know what I mean? The Pac-12 just has not been very good this year. You know, you look at USC, you look at UCLA, you look at some of the teams that you expected. You look
Washington.
At some of the, you look at some of the coaches and how they've kind of fallen flat. You know, in you know, the Arizona and Arizona State coaches. I just think that this team. And this coaching staff know how to win games, and they know how to win bowl games, and I think they're comfortable. I think they're playing pretty well right now. I did not like what I saw from Oregon when they played Arizona State. Not at all.
When a team has as much at stake as Oregon does, that is disappointing. I'll tell you what, I also like Utah's quarterback
right.
to go along with that defense. And the other thing, I got on them about being 0-1 against yeah. ranked teams. But that happened quite a while ago. I believe that was still in September,
yeah,
wasn't it?
Yeah, and I think that this is a team that traditionally under it's Kyle Whittingham is the
yes.
coach. They usually – you almost always see Utah get better as the season goes on. And I think that is a product of them. You know, Jimmy, they're not going to get top 25 recruiting classes. They are a developmental team. And they do put a lot of guys in the league, but you know he's not coaching five stars. He's coaching walk-ons and three stars and maybe the occasional four star. And I think it takes a little bit of time for them to kind of when they lose some good players, it takes them a little while to get the replacements up to speed. I think they're playing awfully well right now. I know, and they are. I think they are extremely motivated to win this game. I think that they will take care of business against Oregon.
I like to pick. I like it, especially that they're motivated. They perhaps have a playoff
yes.
opportunity if yep. they win big, and I think it would behoove them to cover the 6.5 points, too, to help them to get to the playoffs. We've got a few more minutes left. Let's take a quick look at the other games
yeah.
because, Bob, I need to wager on these other games, figure out which way to go. Let's start with Big Ten, Ohio
yeah.
State, Wisconsin. Wisconsin's a 16.5-point underdog.
Yeah.
You have a favorite there?
You know, what favors Ohio State in this game is weather is not a concern. The track could not be faster. They have some magnificent athletes on both sides of the ball. Chase Young wrecked Wisconsin the last time they played in Columbus. I always look at Ohio State, and when I look at them, I say, well, can you score – if you want to beat them, can you score in the mid to high 30s against this team? The answer is no. Wisconsin really can't do that. I just have a feeling I would take the points in this game, and I'll tell you why. There's a couple of reasons. The game in Columbus was 10-7 in the third quarter, and then Ohio State just kind of overwhelmed them. The quarterback's going to have to play a little bit better. The reason I would lean Wisconsin's way, there's two reasons. Fields is not healthy. He's got an MCL injury. I believe it started against the Penn State team late in that game. He stayed down after a hit. It was aggravated in the Michigan game. They have played Penn State. Now they played Michigan, and now they got to play Wisconsin. They've already beat Wisconsin. I'm not sure how super motivated Ohio State is. The other thing that I've noticed is J.K. Dobbins. How much does he have left in the tank? He carried 36 times, I believe, against Penn State. I think he carried 35 times against Michigan. I know they like their backup running back, Mr. Teague. I think his name's Mr. Teague. It's not Mr. T. It might be Mr. Teague, or it might be Master Teague. It's something like that. He's a good player. But I think Dobbins, I just think that he might be running on E a little bit. Wisconsin's formula is going to be they're going to want to try and shorten the game, make some plays. A lot of it's going to rest on how well the quarterback can make some throws when he has to. It's a tall task. But 16.5 is a lot of points in a rematch game where I think Ohio State is not quite where they were when they beat them the first time.
Plus, Wisconsin may have a motivation
they
to
do.
Keep it
they,
close.
They clearly
keeping
do.
It
I think
close
Penn State
can mean
fans
a Rose
are
Bowl
listening
bid.
Know that If they can keep it within two possessions or they keep it between 10 to 14 points, I think they have a decent shot of maybe going over Penn State in the Rose Bowl. I think Wisconsin knows that too.
All right, two more quickies. LSU, Georgia. Georgia is getting 7 points in this one.
Yeah.
Can they slow LSU down?
No one really has this year. I mean, it's been hard to do. I think LSU's really been impressive this year. The quarterback is probably, I mean, I would think you could see Joe Burrow and who was at Ohio State. You could see an all Ohio State top three in one way or another with Burrow, Chase Young, and Dobbins. You could see that, and Justin Fields. It could be the top four, and they all have serious Ohio State roots. I don't think that's ever happened. I would not pick against LSU. I think their schedule has them ready for this game. I think they are the better team all the way around. A lot of people believe Georgia has the better defense. But I think that LSU's offense is going to score between 28 and 35. I don't think Georgia can get there. If I was going to play the game, I would lay the 7.
And I think Georgia's only chance is to limit the number of possessions in this game. I don't think their defense could stop LSU's offense. I think their offense has to stop LSU's offense by holding on to the ball forever.
I agree with that.
To keep the game in check. All right. One last one to look at is Oklahoma and Baylor. Mm-hmm. Baylor is getting 8.5 points. These teams played before. Baylor had a huge lead down in Waco. Oklahoma came storming back to win that one. There's two sides to this argument. One is it's hard to beat a team twice in the same season. The other argument is, you know, Baylor gave it all they had last time at home, and they still couldn't finish the deal.
Yeah, I mean, I think this is a really tough game to bet. I think you laid out two great arguments, and that's why this game is so tough to bet. I would still take Baylor in the points. I know that might sound a little bit crazy. I just think they're comfortable playing against Oklahoma. I think they relish a second shot at them. And I just, if you're going to give me more than a touchdown in this game, with the way that Oklahoma sometimes plays defense, I would slightly lean towards Baylor and the points. I like Matt Rhule a lot, but Logan Riley is a great coach. Lincoln Riley is a great coach. Hurts is a great player. It could be a 14-point game with 3 minutes to go, and they might get backdoored for the cover.
Well, and see, I was going to say just the opposite. This could be a really, really, really close game to the end.
Right.
And still Oklahoma win by two or three touchdowns. That's what would scare me off from Baylor on that one. So there you have it. Guys, enjoy yourself this weekend. It's a lot of great football, even though Penn State won't be playing. And we'll see you next week on the Better's Edge from the Keystone Sports Network.